The strange dreams she'd endured since she was a teen had grown more detailed the deeper she dug into the existence of dragons. Now the dreams haunted her nightly with images of a beautiful, virile, red-haired man, one whose voice still echoed in her mind during daylight hours, who promised her the kind of partner she'd had yet to find among even the most adventurous of her fearless friends and acquaintances. She'd once been convinced it would take an older man to truly satisfy her, but the closer she got to proving dragons existed, the more Erica wondered if what she needed wasn't even a man at all.
"Here,"
Evan said, pushing her fingertips into a cleft she hadn't noticed. She grabbed onto the edge of the fissure and followed it down, pressing until she felt it give. She gasped when the entire face in front of them receded at least a foot and shifted aside with the rough grinding of stone on stone. More cheers sounded behind them as their team looked on. "We're inside," she yelled, pulling away from Evan and raising her arms up in triumph. Cool, dry air rushed out, carrying with it a familiar, pungent aroma. Her skin prickled with goose flesh at the memories that surfaced in response to that scent, as much as from the sudden chill of the air. She'd been dreaming of this place ever since her dad had hinted at a mythical dragon race, spinning bedtime stories that rivaled those her friends had heard from their parents when they were children. Her more sexual dreams didn't begin until she was older, but they were no less tied to that seed of curiosity she'd cultivated since girlhood. In retrospect, she believed her father had left his research notes out deliberately to entice her. She'd read over them multiple times from age 10 onward, and had fantasized ever since about finding the elusive dragon temple her father had been searching for. All he'd had were small clues, one of which was the tiny jade carving of a dragon she wore around her neck. Another was a jade bottle, empty, yet still holding the lingering, spicy scent of whatever substance it had once contained. Her father had died wondering, and Erica had vowed that she would continue his search. The dreams began around the time she graduated from high school, shortly after she lost her virginity and discovered the wondrous pleasure sex could bring. It was like her first real orgasm had flipped a switch in her mind, signaling that her deep subconscious was fair game for some mysterious, otherworldly dream creature to play in. The dreams always began with the scent of spice, a distinctly male aroma that enveloped her before the images themselves solidified. He appeared then, leaning against a tree in a misty garden beside a brick path. She thought it might be one of the paths that led between the buildings of the university where she tagged along with her father for work as a child, and then eventually attended herself after high school. But this man who greeted her looked nothing like any of the male students she'd ever encountered.
"I missed you, Erica,"
he said, standing up and stalking toward her with that intense red stare of his. He wore a loose-fitting linen shirt and breeches that looked to be from another era.
"When are you coming for me?"
She smirked and tilted her head. "As soon as you make me." He laughed and shook his head.
"You are a wicked girl. I will make you come soon enough, but you know what I mean. I'm going out of my mind waiting for you. You and all those delicious orgasms I plan to give you once we're together in the flesh."
"My life is about more than sex, you know. I have a lot of work left before I can find you. Now that I know where you are, I need a team who I trust. I'm making a list, but I'm missing one more member. Once I find the last person, you bet your ass I'm coming."
"Good,"
he said, lifting his hand and cupping the back of her head. She tilted back to gaze up into his handsome face and those fathomless eyes that beheld her like two smoldering embers. Her core heated as his exotic scent grew thicker, the fog around her turning red as he bent and covered her mouth with his.
"Sweet mother, I wish you were real,"
he murmured as he laid Erica down on the damp grass, unbuttoning her shirt as they went and baring her breast to the cool air. He worshipped her nipples with his tongue, and she savored the pleasure, ignoring that dull ache in her chest at his reminder that this was all just a dream. When he moved up to kiss her, she moaned into his mouth and gripped his shoulders, overcome with